StoreYourHealthNow.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We are originating our entire show this particular Saturday from San Francisco. International Investment Conferences has a hard asset conference in San Francisco once a year that we have been attending. I'm not going to tell you for how long because then you'll know that I really am an old guy. But it's a great show. It's one of the staples, I think, in terms of the conferences in the Bay Area, and I got Jonathan Moore with me right now. Jonathan is a senior vice president with the organization, and he is going to tell us a little bit about international investment conferences and what they are doing in terms of increasing the educational aspect of hard asset investors.
Thanks, Al. I appreciate you having me on. We're super excited about this year's event. The San Francisco program, as you mentioned, is one of the hallmarks of the calendar. We've been very pleased with the event over the past couple of years. The event itself is really a fantastic combination of expert commentary that takes place on our stage between newsletter writers, industry experts, analysts, pundits, and then combining that with presentations from corporations that have active projects throughout the world. In addition to that, we have a backdrop of an exhibit floor that has an opportunity for investors to firsthand go and talk to those companies, see about their projects, learn about what they're up to, and it just is a fantastic combination of education between information that's conveyed through the speaking platform, but then the secondary opportunity for the investors to ask firsthand questions of the companies that are here.
You know, I hate to admit it, but my first conference that I attended, put on by you folks, was when Sandy Lawrence still owned the company, and it was in Boston, and I believe it was in 1982 or 1983, and that's kind of how I got my start. We're going to see Sandy probably up in Napa here in a couple of days, but it's a great organization, and, you know, kind of building on what you just said, the thing that I find to be really, really great about what you guys are doing is, in a macro sense, attendees can learn about virtually any financial issue that affects investing in hard assets that's going on around the world. Because in terms of speakers, you've got the best of the best. Rick Rule was here. Paul Van Eden was here. And it just goes on and on and on. These are people who I've had on the show for probably 10 or 15 years by now. And, you know, and I have to tell you, if you the attendees at this show learn as much from them, half as much, Jonathan, from those guys as I have, it's like a four-year college degree. These guys are brilliant, as are all your speakers.
I have the wonderful blessing of following Sandy sometime down the road. She put us on a great course. She's a wonderful woman and has really been the catalyst for this entire franchise. One of the things that she developed that on was exactly what you said, the expertise of world-class speakers, and we've tried to keep that up. In addition to some of the ones that you mentioned, you know, Jim Dines was here.
Sure.
You yourself.
Sure.
Are one
of our, it was
our
a real
speakers.
Pleasure.
And I think you're right. We have a very unique framework that allows for a lot of information to be conveyed in 2 days' worth of content. That is in large part why we have such a zealous group that comes year after year and is so passionate about it and so passionate about investing in hard assets in general.
Well, this particular show really is, in my mind anyway, and in a lot of my colleagues' minds, this particular show is really considered to be the stalwart granddaddy of all of the investment conferences in the United States. Now, you also do them in New York, and the one at the Marriott in New York off of Times Square is a great show. You're going to be expanding into Chicago this year, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm sure that will be a great show. But I've got to tell you, this one is absolutely phenomenal, in my opinion, and it's got a great reputation in the industry. Now, what I was saying, you know, in terms of the overall picture, listening to people like Jim and people like Rick and folks like that, that gives you a really good idea in a macro sense as to what's going on in terms of investing, you know, the various things in impact investing. But, you know, narrowing it down in front to the company sector where you can actually invest, you got some great companies here. And where else can people actually talk 9 times out of 10 face-to-face with presidents, CEOs, et cetera? I mean, that's very valuable, Jonathan.
Yeah, very true. And I think the unique combination of being able to get that macro perspective to understand how the specific investment fits into the grander picture, how the machinations of the marketplace, the global economy, supply and demand, all that then translate into the specific questions that I get to sit down and ask of a CEO about a specific project that they're working on. And that combination is, I think, what investors that come to this show gleam out of this as far as their ability to pinpoint specific opportunities and say, hey, this one fits with my portfolio or my investment style, and do it in a way that is economical with regards to the time investment that they have to spend and gets them, to your point, face-to-face with someone who is a true decision-maker and has the true answers.
Oh, you know, it's funny. I was talking earlier today with a friend of mine who's involved in, strangely enough, the silver industry in Mexico. We were talking about the panel that I moderated on the situation of mining in Mexico earlier for you guys. But he was talking about some of the major silver companies that are exhibiting here. I mean, you've got companies with $500-700 million market caps, and you've got the CEOs of those companies actually manning the booth, for lack of better terms, and giving the presentations. Where else are you going to get that?
That's a testament to the quality of the attendees we have. Those individuals are always pressed for time. Demands on their schedules are insane. So for them to take the opportunity and the time out of their schedule to come here for 2 days, to stand at the booth, to give presentations up on our speaking platform, I think bespeaks the quality of the attendance that we have. And, you know, so the comments that you made earlier about this being one of the events on the calendar that's a stalwart, I mean, I think that's exactly how we look at it. And it's that quality of attendee that ultimately drives everything else beyond that.
Let's talk about future shows. Now, in May, you're going to be in Times Square.
Sure. It is May 14th and 15th, the Marriott Marquis. A duplicate platform as far as the concept to this program. Obviously, a little bit of a difference in some of the speakers, but many of the best in the industry will be there. Last year, we had Eric Sprott. We had Rob McEwing last year. We had Vitaly there last year. So similar in concept to the quality of the speakers that we get here. Some significant overlap to some of the companies, but also some other companies that that come to New York in large part to see more of the Wall Street professionals that we get at that show versus here in San Francisco.
Oh, and you get a huge amount of them, of those folks back there also. Now, the new plan right now, and I just want to touch on this briefly, is that you're going to be doing a show in Chicago. I've attended an investment conference in Chicago for the past 3 or 4 years. You're going to have a lot of interest there, Jonathan.
Yeah, I think it's the next, it's the third financial hub in the United States. It's got a passionate investing audience. We have spent a lot of time talking to our constituencies about where to take the brand next, and that's been by far the answer to that question of where to go. The program is scheduled for September 21st and 22nd at the McCormick Center. Obviously, we won't be using the entire McCormick Center, but we'll use a component of it. And similar to these programs, same concept as far as the makeup of the show and the target of the audience. And we're really excited to bring the expertise that we have in hard asset investing to Chicago and the Midwest.
Well, you guys do a great job. Now, I want to talk real quickly a little bit about your publication. This is something that investors can get online, if I'm not mistaken, and it's available on a weekly basis. Describe that one for me.
Sure. ResourceInvestor.com is the product. It covers the resource investment marketplace. We have both internal proprietary content that we develop through our editorial team, and then we have many of the speakers that we interact with quite frequently as guest writers and submitters for it. We have a weekly newsletter that goes out under that same brand. If you want more information, it's resourceinvestor.com, and we'd certainly love to have people come and check it out.
Let me tell you, it is a very, very good one. Well, I have to tell you, Jonathan, I am very much looking forward to coming back to New York. It's always fun to go back there. And then, of course, we are very, very enthusiastic about attending the show in Chicago. Jonathan Moore, Senior VP and Managing Director of International Investment Conferences. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, continuing on from the San Francisco Resource Hard Asset Conference, we're devoting the entire show this weekend to that particular conference. It was a really good one, I have to say. Got Mickey Fulp with me right now. Mickey is the mercenary geologist. He's an old friend of mine. We've known each other for an awful lot of years. Mickey is one of the good guys, and I hate to say it, but he's also one of the very bright guys. Mickey is known for being a geologist, but he also, I think, is very astute when it comes to financial issues. So I have a question for him. Mickey, when you look at the impact that the European situation is making on the U.S. stock market, it doesn't take a real genius to understand the contagion effect, because the U.S. has so many dollars invested in various European instruments. But right now, the flavor of the day seems to be the euro is going to disappear, which would absolutely wreck the market over here if this thing in Italy isn't solved. Let's start out there. What do you think about that?
Well, I think there's strong reason to think that the euro may not survive. The ramifications from that, I think, would be quite ugly. So I think it's a coin toss in the air right now as to what really is going to happen over there. But you're right in the fact that U.S. markets are very much affected by this, and it's basically because these derivatives permeate banks and financial institutions worldwide, much the same as happened in 2008 in the United States. We saw it go all over the world.
What I'm hearing people say right now, flying down to the show, for example, I read a number of articles in various financial publications, daily publications, and they all said that the situation, if Italy doesn't survive, the situation, in their opinion, would be more devastating than the Lehman collapse back in 08. I think it would be worse.
I have no idea about that, tell you the truth, because I don't have the depth of knowledge probably required to assess that situation. But I would certainly think that if Greece defaults, Italy defaults, that can't be good for the world.
No, and I would agree 100%. I guess the million-dollar question is, when you look at the situation in Europe, I don't see how, Mick, that Europe can correct itself without some severe austerity measures. You agree?
Absolutely agree. 100% there, to use an Al Coralism. So,
how do you think this is going to affect the mining sector? I mean, that's your baby and my baby. And, you know, I agree with Bob Moriarty when he told me 3 or 4 years ago, he said, I think the mining stocks are going to get hurt initially. But he said, you know, people are going to wise up and they're going to realize that they want to buy things, and mining companies hopefully have things in their possession in terms of assets on the ground. And his rationale was, I think that's going to bring that particular sector back much sooner than the conventional sector.
I think that's debatable, and I will say that because 90% of the companies we deal with on the Toronto Venture and the Toronto Stock Exchange and at these shows, 9 out of 10 of them aren't mining companies. They're exploration companies.
So, well, now that's true.
So the idea that mining companies may profit and prosper, I think, is more valid than all the exploration companies. And we've seen this time and time again. When the world economic situation gets unclear, uneasy, or turbulent, or in turmoil, or just beaten up, the markets get very volatile, and people become risk averse, and the first thing they sell are the more speculative stocks.
Now, that's true.
It's hard to find more speculative stocks in any sector than what we deal with in the junior resource market, in my opinion.
Well, what I've been telling listeners is, I think that if you take, for example, a rifle approach as opposed to a shotgun approach, in my opinion, you can still do very, very well with the proper due diligence in the exploration sector.
Well, absolutely. You've got to do very strong and diligent research and find companies that are fundamentally strong in share structure people and projects, find
exactly
ones that are undervalued. The extreme volatility in the market right now presents buying and selling opportunity. So I
huge
find
opportunity.
That, yeah, I find that people feel victimized by the volatility, and they fear the volatility. My new mantra, Al, is embrace volatility, because it lets you get in the market and get out of the market. So you want to buy things on the downtick. You want to put in stink bids. At this time of year, you want to do some tax loss selling. We all make bad decisions. So you take money from tax loss selling, from your bad decisions, and you put in stink bids for fundamentally strong companies that you that you're confident will weather the storm. They've got plenty of cash. They have good projects. They're on the way to developing a mine or advancing a resource or some sort of exit strategy, a merger, a takeover, business combination, whatever. And you buy those things when they're beaten up, and you will profit in the long term.
I am incredibly transparent on our show, as you know, and you talk about the quote-unquote stink bids. I have purchased in the last couple of months three companies, all of which, quite frankly, have done very, very well. And I bought them almost at their bottom. One of them was a company called Corvus Gold, which we talk about on this show all the time. 52 cents now is trading around 67 in spite of the trepidation of people of investing in this market. International Tower Hill Mines, there's another one. I mean, there are tremendous buying opportunities out there. And I know you've got a number of them, Mick.
Absolutely. And you can even use the strategy of selling for a tax loss right now. I got one. I won't name the stock. It's 20-cent stock. It is trading for cash value right now. It's got a boatload of cash in the bank. It's trading. Its market cap is equal to its cash in the bank. And there's very little downside on it. It's very tightly held. I'm selling it on Monday, and I intend to buy it back in after wash sale rules are over, which, if memory serves, is 30 or 31 days. So I will buy that stock back at some time after the first of the year, I dare say for the same price I sold it at.
Or less. Yeah. No, I think we have a tremendous opportunity right now in terms of both trading and investing, and I really mean that, Mick, and I know that you feel the same way, because that is kind of a more than a hobby for both of us. In spite of the fact that we are in a somewhat tenuous market right now, I couldn't be happier.
Well, I could be happier in a big market. I could be happier. But you have to play the hand you are dealt with. So versus trading on emotion and spur of the moment, the strategy should be find companies that you decide, after doing due diligence and thinking about it upwards, sideways, and every way beyond, decide a strategy, put in open orders to sell, put open orders to buy stocks, and take the emotion out of
your trading,
and you will be a more successful investor.
You cannot let emotions play any role whatsoever. Okay, stick around. Big Al's going to be right back from the Hard Asset Investment Conference in San Francisco.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has 0 toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
How does it feel to be?
Life Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. We continue to record here at the Hard Asset Conference in San Francisco. Very, very interesting conference. I've got a friend of mine with me right now, Ralph Shearing. Ralph is the president of a company called Soho Resources. I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, that I have invested in Soho, so I'm not exactly arm's length when it comes to this deal because I do own shares in it. Now, one of the reasons that I wanted to get Ralph to come in and chat is because we have a very, very interesting situation with Soho Resources, and it's a real, the situation, as I believe it's going to play out, is very definitely a credit to Ralph. Now, before we talk about what's going on with the company, let's talk about what the company has done to date. You did a drill program last year down in Mexico, and you had some very, very positive results, if I'm not mistaken. Can you describe?
Correct. We actually drilled a new project, a silver project called Hokaxtita in Sinaloa. We drilled 13 holes. We had very, very good silver results on those holes. So it's looking quite good. First phase exploration.
Specific numbers, what were the holes? Not each and every one of them, Ralph, but
no,
just overall.
A couple of examples. We had 13 meters and 165 grams of silver, and then we've had several intersections of kilogram style or better material over meter and a half type of intersections. So these structures have width, they have good grade, and it's just very early stage on it. We think we've got a real tiger by the tail, and we want to continue to explore that project.
Well, apparently a lot of people feel that you have a real tiger by the tail in the sense that this appears to be a rather serious project down there.
They're both, the early one is going to be serious, but it's still a bit early. The most serious one is Tahuehueto, and that's our development project. We've done a lot of work on it. We've drilled 45,000 meters of drilling, 270 holes. We have a preliminary economic assessment out on it, and we're now working towards the pre-feasibility study. So we're collecting data for pre-feasibility.
Okay, now, for our listeners who don't understand a lot of the jargon that you just used, and, you know, I mean, jargon that I understand, but when you talk about it's a serious developmental stage project, explain it to me like I'm in the sixth grade.
Okay, well, no problem. I mean, we did a lot of work on it. We've removed most of the exploration risk, and now we're in a development phase. So we have to take it through the pre-feasibility study to show the economics are there to put this project in production. If it goes the way we think it'll go, we're about 2 years away from a production decision, another year to build quite a large mine.
Siri, okay. Now, it takes a number of things to get a mine into production. Now, number one, it takes the asset, and you guys have that. So we've covered that one. Let's talk a little bit about the people involved in the project. You're a pretty sophisticated guy. You've, you know, you've got some real depth in the industry. I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about your colleagues.
Well, I've been in the industry for over 30 years now. I've been exploring in Canada, around the world. So I've got a good background in mineral exploration and development. I've got a great board of directors, very strong people on the board. Guys like Art Fries, Bill Howell, all industry guys have been in the industry a long time, very professional people. So we've got a very good team to move this project forward.
You know, just on a personal note, I've known Art for probably 4 or 5 years, and I'll tell you, Art Fries is the best of the best. Bill Howell, I met probably close to a year ago. Bill's involved with a company called Rye Patch. Bill and his partner are two very, very highly qualified individuals, both from an educational standpoint and also from a resume work standpoint.
Oh, absolutely. Lots of experience. Both Art, Bill, years and years of very high-level experience with major companies, now working on their own. Art does consulting for Goldcorp, one of their principal consultants. So, you know, these are good guys. They're very qualified, very knowledgeable.
Absolutely 100% qualified. And that's one of the reasons I have to say, you know, again, in the interest of full disclosure, I own stock in this company. And quite frankly, aside from Ralph, who we did an interview with back in Chicago, and we were very impressed with him, you folks obviously were too, because the headcount right now of people who have watched that video is probably somewhere around 13,000, so pretty good number. But then when Ralph mentioned that Art was involved with the relationship that I've had with the Fries family over the years, I've got nothing but time for them. Okay, now the challenge is people are going to they're going to do some due diligence on the company, and they're going to understand that at this moment in time, we've got what appears to be a great asset, okay?
Absolutely.
We've got a great technical staff, okay? We got to get some money.
That's correct.
What are you doing along those lines?
Well, recently we've engaged Maxim Securities out of New York, who are out raising us, introducing the project, the company, to potential investors, their contact list right now. So that process just started a couple weeks ago, and we are hoping we're going to get some money from that group of people over the next several weeks, so certainly by the end of this year, early in January.
And that will be enough money to basically finance Soho for how long?
Well, quite a while. The first tranche we're going after is about $5.5 million, but the agreement we signed up with them was for up to $15 million in tranches over about a year, year and a half. So we need around $5.5 million to get through the pre-feasibility study. Not all of it spent on the pre-feasibility, but we had an operating capital and we still have to get out and tell the story. And then after that, we'll raise the next tranche to take it through the full feasibility if we have to do that. If the pre-feas is strong enough, we may be able to cut a lot of corners on the full feasibility. So we'll just see how that develops.
The thing that I want to stress, you know, to you folks when I'm talking with Ralph here is that people in our industry are in our industry for primarily one reason, and that is the passion. People who really, really are passionate about discovering ore bodies, putting assets into production, et cetera, et cetera. I have to tell you, this guy has absolutely never given up, and that truly, in my opinion, merits your attention, because at some point in time, this thing is going to be a giant. You know, I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, again, that's a forward-looking statement, and nothing is guaranteed in our business.
In this business, you know, we're slaves to the capital market. So, and then you have to have the assets to back that up. I'm convinced we have the asset. I fell in love with this project the first day I stepped foot on it, and that was over 10 years ago. Capital markets have delayed our development of it because access to capital is not there in certain times. So we probably had really hard exploration on the project for 4 to 5 years over those 10, just over 10 years we've owned the project. But without a doubt, this project is large. It's got lots and lots of upside exploration potential. And the resource we've discovered so far is really just scratching the surface. There's going to be a lot more discovered as we go on.
Okay, I appreciate having Ralph on the show. I want to talk about a couple of things here, and I want to start out, number one, so there are no misconceptions here. Remember, during all of the interviews when I talk with companies, Big Al is not a registered investment advisor. I am not suggesting that you buy the stock, and I'm not suggesting that you sell the stock. That's very important to realize, okay? Number two, whenever I purchase stock in a company that I'm talking about, or whenever I am planning on selling stock in a company that I'm talking about, I fully disclose that. And my practice is to disclose that 3 days before I buy or 3 days before I sell, okay? Having said that, let me tell you about my relationship with Soho. Number one, Ralph Shearing, in my opinion, is one of the hardest working geologists in the world. He has a company that, according to the numbers that I am seeing, and I can't verify this because I'm not a technician, but according to the numbers that I'm seeing and are collaborated by people like, as an example, Art Fries, who's a member of the board, and Bill Howell, who's a member of the board, the numbers look very good. It would appear that there is a great asset there. Now, point number one. Point number two, Ralph Shearing does not give up. Ralph Shearing has had some very, very interesting challenges that he has to have overcome, and he has overcome them. He has another challenge right now to raise more capital, as he discussed in the interview, so that they can continue working on that project. Will that happen? For his sake, I certainly hope so. I hope so to the point where I own shares in this company and I am not selling those shares. If I plan on doing that, I will let you know 3 days prior to that sale. Do your own due diligence. Click on the banner on our website. Get the information. Make up your own minds. You have a very hard-working, honest individual who appears to have a great asset who does need to raise money. And when I say that, keep one thing in mind that's very, very important. Leave that to Ralph and the professionals he is working with. This is not a solicitation to take part in that financing. If and when it occurs, Big Al's going to be right back.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig? With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I do appreciate you joining me. I'm going to wrap up this first hour with a couple of really interesting corporate interviews that we did when we were in San Francisco. These are a couple of companies that I like a lot. Don't construe any of this as being investment advice, because it isn't. It is simply Big Al giving you his opinion about a couple of great companies.
Hey, welcome in. Video from the San Francisco Gold Show, the Hard Asset Investment Conference. Great venue, great show, great enthusiasm down here. We're having a good time. I am chatting right now with my friend Bill Howell. Bill is the president of a company called Riepatch Gold. I want to tell you a little bit about Riepatch. Very, very interesting company in the amount of enthusiasm this company has garnered from the newsletter writer universe, for lack of better terms. John Kaiser, who is going to be speaking at an event that we're putting on tonight, is very, very enthusiastic about Riepatch. Not enthusiastic about a lot of companies. He likes Riepatch a lot. Very interesting company located in Nevada. Bill has got a significant amount of experience behind him, as does your partner. Let's start out with Nevada. Why don't you guys go there?
Well, we really like Nevada because it's the fourth or fifth largest gold province in the world. And you've got all the major mining companies already operating there with their infrastructure and operations. And in fact, you know, for a company like Barrick and Newmont, almost half of their production comes from Nevada. So yeah, it's a big deal in the gold mining space.
Well, you guys are getting some really interesting results in terms of the work you're doing on the properties right now. You've got five, if I'm not mistaken.
Six. We just added our sixth property a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And,
let's talk about what's going on down there.
Sure. So what we're trying to do is build two trend scale type opportunities. Our first opportunity along the Oriana trend, where we have roughly 3 million ounces of gold and 40 million ounces of silver that are 43-101 compliant, sits within our two main projects, which is Wilco and Lincoln Hill. And we continue to add value there through additional discovery, and we're looking to put together a new 43-101 on Wilco in the Q1 of next year. And then at Lincoln Hill, we'll have a new 43-101 resource in Q2 of next year. So that's what I like to call our bird in hand.
Oh, yeah.
And then
big bird.
Then we also have two in the bush, which is our Cortez Trend properties. So right now we've just put together a 65 square kilometer property package, starting immediately south of Barrick Gold's two new discoveries at Red Hill and Gold Rush. You may have read about those about a month and a half ago. So we're quite excited by that. We just picked up the Patty property from Barrick, and we're...
That I understand from chatting with folks that you're involved with at Rye Patch and from some of the guests on our program. That's a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal. You know, if you come and to the website, look at some of the maps, you'll see that we're right on trend. We're the next nodes on the trend. So we're starting with some drill holes with gold in them that were drilled previously by Placer Dome and Barrick. And so we're going to follow up on those, given the new discoveries that Barrick has. So they have a different light to them now with those new discoveries. And so that's kind of our two in the bush.
I've got to say, 2012... it's going to be an exciting year for you guys. There's no question whatsoever about that. You're going to be 24/7. You know, once the snow goes away from part of the properties, you're going to have your hands full.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, the nice thing is we don't even have to wait for the snow to go away. The accessibility is so good. The infrastructure is great. You know, we've got an interstate highway that cuts through a part of one of our projects. So, you know, we've got people, power, water, right there on those projects. So we're pretty excited.
You know, and you have to be in one of the best mining environments, you know, in the world, really. Nevada is second to none in terms of the United States, and really almost second to none in terms of a lot of the countries if you want to make the universe really big.
Well, no, that's true. You know, there's five prime drivers of quality in any kind of gold deposit, and one of them is jurisdiction.
Yeah.
And Nevada is certainly a gold mining jurisdiction, so it's a good place to be.
Let's wrap up talking to the folks a little bit about your background. You've been in the industry for a long, long time.
Well, not as long as you.
I could have gone all day. I could have gone all year without hearing that one.
Well, you know. But no, I've been doing this for the last 27 years. Been associated with companies that you may have heard of: Newmont Mining,
sure.
Pegasus Gold, Phelps Dodge, and most recently Placer Dome. Prior to Barrick's takeout, my partner similarly has been with a number of companies, including Ivanhoe Capital. Had his own junior mining company, which was called Nevada Pacific.
Sure, Nevada Pacific was a great success.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, no, you guys have done a good job. And what I have said over the years is, I'm not a technician. I don't know anything about the technical aspects of the mining industry. But what I do understand is I understand people. I understand people pretty well. All of my investing centers around the people running the company, because they're going to make a deal or they're going to break a deal. These guys, I think, have all the potential in the world of making a deal. Interest of full disclosure, Rye Patch Gold is a sponsor on our website. That means you can click on their banner, get any information that you want on the company. I will be purchasing shares also in the company fairly soon. I'll give you the 3 days notice that I normally give whenever I pull the trigger and buy or sell stock. Always a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. There it is. Hey, I'm Al Corlin. Thanks so much for joining me. We are at the San Francisco Hard Asset Investment Conference. It has been a really, really good show. Big Al had the privilege of giving a keynote speech this morning, and then I did a panel talking about Mexico from at mid-afternoon, and it was really a lot of fun. Very, very educational. Audience really appreciated it. I am chatting right now with a good friend of mine, Gary Freeman. I've known Gary for a long, long time. Gary is the president of a company called Ethos. Very interesting situation. I have to say a couple things in the interest of full disclosure. Number one, I am an investor in Ethos. Bought stock, etc., so I'm not even close to being arm's length. Secondly, our youngest daughter, Stephanie, has been working for Gary's company now for about 2 years, so obviously this is not unbiased information, but it's true information. Ethos, here we go. You're up in the Yukon. What's going on?
Thanks, Al. We've been in the Yukon a year now, and we spent last year doing a big number of soil samples. Largely, we didn't get a chance to do any drilling last year at all because there was such a backup of soils and different issues with the labs. So we just stuck with what we knew we needed to do, and that was to get some information put together for the property, which we call the Betty property. The company spent 3 months up there, and it was a fairly short season, and we came out of the Yukon after spending about $5.5 million with what seems to be one of the more dynamic soil anomalies up in that area. We're just to the east of Kaminak, which is probably going to come out with some type of a resource over the next few months. And we're extremely excited with what we're seeing, given that we're on the same structure, Coffee Creek, as Kaminak, just to the east, about 20 kilometers. The company is a good group of people. We've worked with Sean Ryan, who's a premier prospector in the area and has put together many companies over the years. And we were fortunate enough to get involved with Sean, and the company is being developed with property packages from Sean Ryan.
Well, interestingly enough, you talk about how timing is everything. I was setting up this morning at our booth, helping set up at our booth this morning, and one of Gary's directors and good friends and an old friend of mine going back probably 10 years, Peter Mordaunt, came by, and Peter and I were yes. chatting about Ethos. Yes. And Peter's got a tremendous track record in the industry.
He does.
I've known him going back to, I can't even remember how far back we go, but everything Peter touches has a tendency to turn to either silver or gold or copper. So he's really anxious about working with you guys.
Yeah, we worked together in the last company, Pediment Gold, and Pediment eventually got sold to Argonaut, and it was a big success, and everybody did very well with that. So we were very excited to work together on Pediment. And as soon as we ended up in the Yukon with these property packages, Peter absolutely immediately agreed to be involved. It is a tremendous opportunity, and we're extremely excited about it. It's been a pretty big hit around the show as well.
Been a huge hit around the show. Okay, here's the deal. Ethos is a sponsor on our website. If you want to get more information on the company, click on their banner. You can get all the up-to-date information that you want. Again, this is not investment advice. Big Al is not a registered investment advisor. Big Al has invested in Ethos, and they are also a sponsor on our site. And Gary Freeman and his wife, Bonnie, are good friends of ours. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
Appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.